This is Nina, a Miraculous Ladybug fanfic, written by Brinanza and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and is gen, with additional tags for coming out, humor, Marinette being oblivious. Author's notes. Thanks to Mizu for beta reading, and curses to Mizu for tumbling me into another fandom. Just kidding. Mostly. And yes, I did write a whole fic based entirely on this Tumblr text post. Local Gaijin said, "So anyway, one of my uni friends has somehow managed to completely miss the 6,000 times I've mentioned crushing on girls, being attracted to girls, etc., etc. And last week we were in a bar and I was texting and she went, 'Oh, ho, ho, are you texting a boy?' And I just put my phone down and went, 'Nina, I'm a lesbian.'" Local Gaijin reblogged, "Make this the new Harold. Like, seriously, whenever you do something obviously gay and a straight person still doesn't get it, you can just go, 'Nina, it's perfect.'" Marinette is 10 minutes early for their first afternoon class. Considering the number of times she has skidded in 10 minutes late, halfway through, or Alya's favorite, just as they're all packing up their things to leave, it's surely a record. And also probably a portent of doom. Sure enough, once Marinette has stowed her bag under her seat and neatly arranged her tablet on the tabletop, she turns to Alya, rests her chin in her hands, and bats her eyelashes in a way that is probably supposed to be innocent, but mostly just looks ridiculous. It's a cute ridiculous. Marinette is adorable, and Alya loves her, but she's completely ridiculous. There's a predatory grin on Marinette's mouth that she probably thinks she's doing a good job of hiding. But Marinette might be the least subtle person Alya's ever met. And yes, she's including her sisters, both of whom are under the age of 5. It doesn't exactly take intrepid investigative reporting skills to figure out when Marinette is up to something, though Alya does, of course, possess such skills. She's feeling indulgent, so instead of pouncing, she waits for Marinette to come out with it. It's barely seconds. What Marinette lacks in subtlety, she absolutely does not make up for in patience. "I overheard you talking to Nina earlier," Marinette says, her eyes flicking down to the vacant seat in the next row. Her grin gets wider. "What happened this weekend, huh?" It's not exactly the scoop Alya had been anticipating, but if Marinette wants to take the circuitous route, Alya will play along. She shrugs. "We hung out for a few hours." The sneaky look abruptly drops off of Marinette's face, and she grabs at Alya's arm. "Oh!" she squeals, leaning in a little. "Tell me all about it! I want to know everything!" "What, about Nino?" Alya's happy to share the details, banal though they may be, but she's not sure homework and a movie really merit this kind of gushing. Unless it's something to do with Nino. Marinette's crush on Adrian is so all-encompassing that Alya hadn't really thought her capable of the time or attention to dote on someone she can actually form words around. Benito is actually sort of attainable, especially since he's already confessed to having a crush on her once. "Of course," Marinette says, practically bouncing in her seat. "What did you do? What did you talk about? What was he like?" Marinette's eyes are wide with anticipation, and Alya can almost see her holding back from asking if he mentioned her at all. A fond smile tugs at Alya's mouth. Marinette never does anything by halves. "We did homework, mostly. Sorry, it's not more interesting." Marinette's nose wrinkles up skeptically, and she frowns. "Don't hold out on me. I can't even talk to my crush. Let me live vicariously through your love life. Hang on. Love life? Olya stares at her. Marinette's hopeful expression doesn't change. Olya stares at her some more. Marinette blinks. And Olya promptly bursts into giggles. Marinette's eyes go even wider, staring at Olya like Olya has just lost her mind. And Olya thinks she actually might have, because she knows Marinette isn't good with subtlety, but this is on a whole other level. True, Olya had never actually told her with actual words, but she's pretty sure the rest of the class, the rest of the grade probably, already knows. Olya hadn't been subtle. Olya hadn't been anywhere near subtle. Oh, girl! Olya manages to gasp between peals of laughter. There are actual tears in the corner of her eyes. Marinette's brows are knit together in concern for Olya's mental health, which just makes Olya laugh harder. People are probably starting to stare, but Olya can't help it. Marinette has missed some pretty glaringly obvious things in her life, but this is just, well, it's ridiculous, just like Marinette. Olya sucks in a deep breath, trying to get a handle on herself so she can reassure Marinette that she hasn't gone off the deep end. Probably. But Marinette is just so wrong. And while Olya might resent it from someone else, from Marinette, it's just adorable. But no, Olya needs to calm down. Class is going to start soon, and raucous laughter is more than enough of an excuse for Ms. Bousdier to send her down to the principal's office. Olya puts both palms on the tabletop and breathes in through her nose. Oh man, when Nino hears about this... That almost sets her off again, but she reins it in at the last second. She nudges up her glasses so she can swipe the back of her hand across her eyes, and then sets her hand on Marinette's arm. Marinette, Olya says, going for serious and missing it by a mile. Girl, I'm gay! Marinette's expression freezes. There's nothing hateful there, nothing disgusted. Olya hadn't really expected there to be. Marinette is basically sunshine personified, but she is very, very confused. You're... what? Olya can hear Rose and Julika giggling somewhere in the back of the room. She gives Marinette a wide smile and says, I wasn't on a date with Nino, Marinette. We're just friends. Friends, Marinette repeats, bewilderment making her oddly laconic. You're... what? Because Olya is a good friend and all-around wonderful human being, she gives Marinette a minute to work through it. She can see the moment it clicks on Marinette's face. Her head jerks up sharply, and then she meets Olya's eyes. Her whole face lit up with understanding. She flings her arms around Olya and hauls her in for a hug, which Olya accepts, though a few more giggles slip out. Why didn't you tell me? Marinette demands once she pulls back. She seems to realize at once what she's said, and her hands fly to her mouth in embarrassment. I mean, not that you needed to. I'm just saying I would have understood. That I do understand, and it's fine, and cool, and I'm happy you told me, and I support you, but I just meant that you could have told me earlier, and... Alia rolls her eyes affectionately. Girl, chill, she says. A Marinette's mouth snaps closed, her cheeks faintly pink. I didn't tell you because I didn't think I had to. I mean, it's not like I hide it. You can't seriously think there was anything heterosexual about the way I go on about Ladybug? Marinette's eyebrows shoot into her hairline, and she flushes even redder.
I just never thought about it, she squeaks.
She clears her throat and makes a visible effort to regain her normal pitch. Lots of people like Ladybug, or, you know, look up to her. I mean, how many people read your lady blog? Like, half of Paris?
Something like that, Alia says, amused. You're gonna be okay?
Marinette ducks her head, still very pink. Yes, she says firmly, then lifts her chin to meet Alia's eyes again. Yes, of course. I'm sorry. She offers Alia a sheepish grin.
No worries, Alia says, grinning back at her.
She's had much more disastrous coming outs, all things considered, and at least this one will make a good story.
Still, she can't resist a bit of ribbing.
I can't believe you looked at all this plaid and thought, yep, that's a straight girl.
Marinette drops her arms onto the tabletop and buries her face in them.
I didn't know,
she moans, her voice muffled. Alia pats Marinette's back soothingly and decides she won't hold it over Marinette.
For long, anyway.
Didn't know what?
Nino drops his bag onto his table with a heavy thud and sits, twisting around so he can look up at Alia and Marinette. The kind thing would be to tell him later, out of Marinette's earshot, to spare her the embarrassment of Nino's reaction. But Alia can't help herself.
Marinette thought you and I were on a date this weekend, she says, waggling her eyebrows.
Nino laughs.
Dude, seriously?
He glances back and forth between the two of them and smacks a hand down on the tabletop.
That's hilarious. Haven't you heard the way she goes on about Ladybug?
Marinette lets out a low moan. The tips of her ears are tomato red.
I didn't think anything except Adrian could make her blush so hard.
Be careful, Alia teases, and she swears this will be the last of it.
Probably.
You're almost as red as Ladybug.
The end.